We're doing a story. We're going to do the famous story of Dama ben Netina. Last time we learned the story of Rabbi Tarfon and Kibbut Avaim. And tonight we'll learn the story of Dama ben Netina. The students asked Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. They asked him, or maybe this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedas, I don't know. They asked him, how far does one have to go with Kibbut Avaim? Let's go back a step. They asked Rav Ula, how far does Kibbut Avaim go? And he said to them, go and see what a non-Jew did out in Ashkelon. His name was Dama ben Netina. The rabbis once, they needed a stone for the Kohen Gadol's garment. One version of the story has it that they needed it for the Choshen. In the Gemara Bavli it says they needed it for the Ephod. Bottom line, one of the Kohen Gadol's garments needed a precious stone. And after searching, the rabbis heard that this young man, Dama ben Netina, he was a merchant of stones, he was a jeweler, and he would have the stone. So they traveled out to Ashkelon, and they asked Dama that they want to purchase the stone from him. And when they came to Dama ben Netina, Dama ben Netina told them he can't do it. He went in to get his chest of stones, and he saw that the key was under his father's head, under his father's pillow. His father was sleeping, and the key for the chest was under the pillow. So the rabbis thought he was bluffing, that he just wanted a better price. So they kept raising and raising the price until it reached exorbitant amounts. And he said, under no circumstance am I waking my father and getting the money for you. Now, the situation was such that under his father's pillow were the keys to the chest, and his father rested his feet on the chest itself, so he couldn't bash the chest open and take out the stone they wanted to purchase. So the rabbis tried and tried, and as much as they begged, he said, I'm not waking my father, I'm not selling you the stone right now. The rabbis thought he was fooling them. They didn't think that for Kibbut Avaim, that's why he doesn't want to sell. So they figured they'll continue to another merchant. When his father awoke, so Dama ben Netina opened the chest, took out the stone, chased after the rabbis, and sold it to them. And the rabbis wanted to pay him that exorbitant amount which they had ultimately offered him. And he said, no, I don't want to make money off of Kibbut Avaim. Pay me the original amount you offered me. And God paid him back that the next year he had a para aduma, a red heifer in his cattle. We know there were only 9 in Jewish history. So the rabbis needed it, and it was a very precious item. And they offered him, they said to him, as much money as you want, we'll purchase the cow from you. And he said, no, I only want the money that I lost for not waking my father. Now, he ultimately, he was once sitting among the great aristocrats of Rome, wearing his best suits, and his mother, who was insane, walked in and started tearing his garment, yelling at him, and smacking him and spitting at him. And Dama ben Netina is sitting there before the senators, and he's being shamed by his mother, and he doesn't say anything. He doesn't shame her. So that's the great level of Kibbut Avaim that Dama ben Netina had, and our sages say we're supposed to learn from him the level of Kibbut Avaim. Now, the question that should bother us about this story is, well, wouldn't the father want him to wake him? If one's father knew he could make $1 million, and then he wakes up and says, yeah, Dad, but I didn't want to wake you, so I didn't make $1 million. Wouldn't the father be upset?
You fool.
No, but this is a boy that is not obligated to keep any...
When we read the Gemara, we should note that the Gemara says that the key was placed under his father's head, and velotzi aro, and Dama ben Netina did not hurt him. He did not pain his father. So the Gemara clearly tells us that had he woken his father, he would have pained him. Now there are a few possible understandings to the story. One is, maybe there were other buyers for the stone. Maybe he didn't need the rabbis that badly. He was a merchant, and maybe, just like the rabbis needed the stone, he could have sold the stone to someone else. Another possible understanding is that the first second he would have woken his father would have been upset, and afterwards he would have explained it to him, but he still got him upset the first second. And then there's a third possible understanding that's offered by one of the poskim, that just like the Gemara reveals to us that his mother was insane, so too his father was insane. And then an insane father, if you start explaining to him, look, we just made $1 million, he doesn't understand that. All he knows is, you woke me from my sleep, you bum. So that's why Dam ben Asina couldn't wake him. It could be that they were an affluent family, they didn't need this money, so it wasn't worth it to him. But from the Gemara it seems like it was a great feat, so it seems like he really was interested in making this money. It wasn't an exorbitant amount they were offering him, there was great profit to be made, and nonetheless he wouldn't wake his father. Now, depending on which explanation we will go with, that's going to have halachic ramifications, because we learn halachas from the story. The fact that the Gemara quotes this story in admiration, we derive from that what Dam ben Asina did is right. And then the question that we have to ask ourselves is, okay, well, how do we apply that? Like Daniel rightly said, if a parent, the most normal parents, if their son forgoes $1 million because he didn't want to disturb their sleep, they're going to be very upset. So who said that's kibbut aveim? And that's why Rabbi Feinstein offers the third explanation that we said, that the father was insane. That the father too would have been upset, and he would have never been appeased because he wouldn't have understood that. But that also has unusual halachic applications, because that means that there's a level on which we have to honor our father according to his perception. Meaning you think, even though he's insane, but this is for his benefit. So that's why maybe you also have to say that they had enough money that wouldn't have made a substantial difference in the father's life. Whatever it is, this is a little bit complicated. It's an important story to tell. At the same time, we have to realize that it's not as simple as when we tell it over to a 5-year-old at our age, we have to stop and say, wait a second, there are questions here that need to be answered.